252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans are calling for more information from the Biden administration about the searches that led to the discovery of more classified documents in the president's home in Delaware. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says
the White House has implied that they don't trust Republicans to handle these investigations fairly. They seem very skeptical that Republicans so far have been more focused on how former President Trump's house was raided and President Biden's house seemingly was not. So big picture, while the White House has said that they will fully cooperate with the Department of Justice and the special counsel, the political fight ahead could be much more messy.
The U.S. has begun its expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany. The Pentagon had not said when that expanded training would begin. It's a national day of mourning in Nepal for the victims of Sunday's plane crash. Passenger jet with 72 people on board crashed. Authorities initially said 68 were confirmed dead. They've now revised that death toll to 66. This is ABC News. The University of Georgia is mourning two members of its football program. Sophomore offensive lineman Devin Willock and staff member Chandler LaCroix were killed in a car wreck early Sunday. Came hours after a celebration for the school's second straight national championship. Some people are arguing a technology that's associated with more security is actually being used as a penalty.
Criticized for using facial recognition technology to keep out people from law firms with suits against the company, owners of New York's Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall. One widely reported incident involved a mom chaperoning a Girl Scout trip. State Senator Brad Hoylman Siegel.
New Yorkers are being targeted in a way that could create a chilling effect and cause them to change their behavior.
MSG calls facial recognition tech a useful and widely used safety tool. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding,
whoa,
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
I have full faith and credit in President Biden. I believe that he's doing everything to take the appropriate steps to determine what happened and how to move forward in a responsible fashion. And I'm confident that he will continue to do so.
What does it say to you that documents have been found at another location?
Again, I haven't been briefed on the full set of facts in this regard, but I have full faith in President Joe Biden.
Here, here, Hakeem Jeffries.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Glenn Kirshner, in case you just tuned in, was fairly happy-clappy about the coming of the justice, which is why I'm wearing my justice T-shirt.
So it's more than just nipple circling.
Right. He thinks on balance that this is a good thing. I mean, I see both sides of, you know, us going, why do we always bend over backwards to be fair?
Well, because we're good people. We're the good guys.
But I think legally, you know, as he was saying, it also sets the stage for Jack Smith to move forward, whereas previously they were saying it complicates it politically, whereas now I think I'm confident they're not going to find anything.
Right. That's what I'm not worried about.
About Biden, so I'm not worried about
there's
that.
There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. We're the ones that are like, fine, release the J6 footage. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, investigate Biden because he's done nothing
Facts
wrong.
Facts are on our side.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Glenn tweeted, the only impediment to a Trump conviction is not the quantity or quality of the incriminating evidence against Trump. It's the DOJ indicting him.
Yeah.
So TikTok, once again.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Glenn, there was so much to talk about. I missed some of his tweets. He said, oversight, overreach, Republicans Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy think they can compromise DOJ criminal investigations. They will succeed only in embarrassing themselves.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying yesterday. I'm glad that Glenn confirmed that, that they are not, DOJ is not going to turn over information on ongoing criminal investigations. They can saber-rattle all they want.
Correct.
And I think that's what they're doing because they know the facts are on our side.
Right. Yeah.
Glenn said, given that we now have insurrectionists firmly entrenched in Congress, there's no doubt they'll weaponize the process, issuing bogus subpoenas as a vehicle to punish those who refuse to comply. And what are the odds they'll lock folks up via their inherent contempt powers?
Yeah.
This is what I'm concerned with, that we never use all the tools in our bag, right?
Right.
And Republicans just have no compunction. We were saying about Kevin McCarthy talking about overturning one of Trump's impeachments. I don't even think a thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
As Chris said, it's a post-it.
Yeah.
And a history book. Like, we don't like this.
Yes.
It's just like a little.
It's a note in their file.
Part.
It's an addendum to your employee review.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like if the teacher catches you chewing gum, they put a note in your file.
Sure. Remember when they used to threaten you, that's going to go on your permanent record?
Right. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'm like, I'm probably going to end up working in my basement. What does it matter?
Permanent post.
Karen in Chicago is chuckling warmly. Oh. Hello, Karen.
Hi, good morning, you guys. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
I think that, the Republicans are so good at making noise. That's all they have. And the default is always, for us, has to be that Republicans will always project, distract, obfuscate, lie, cheat, and steal to hold on to power.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for working in the word of the week, obfuscate.
Mm. Yes, go ahead. I believe it was pronounced correctly.
Thank you.
Anyway, but no, I mean, really, this is always what they're going to do. So you know what? We sort put that over, to the side. That's what they're always going to do. And, I think that with the DOJ, they know it is a lot about public opinion, right? And the media default is always going to be to assign legitimacy, more credibility to conservatives and Republicans. As evidenced by the way they bend over backward, gush all over Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Meanwhile, we have a majority of Democrats on the J6 committee who did the majority of the work just by the numbers, okay? And we're always doing the right thing, and truth is on our side, and it's not on Donald Trump's side. And, I think that, like...
No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, on Lawrence O'Donnell, I think it was... with Andrew Weissman, Lawrence brought up this soundbite of Trump going after Andrew and asked for a reaction. And I think that this is exactly what everybody needs to start doing. Stop paying attention to the chimpanzee who's flinging the poo and asking for reaction. How do you feel about the chimpanzee flinging the poo? He said, I consider myself in good company. And he goes, and I'm not going to respond to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what people need to do. The reason that he's doing this is why he always does it. It's to distract people. It's to project onto other people what he's doing. And the reason he's losing his shizzle is because he knows that he's in trouble.
By the way,
the reason he's going after Jack White.
I was
going
to say, fill in the blank.
He's in trouble.
Fill in the blank from Andrew Weissman to Jack Smith. Here he is whining. Hold, please.
This prosecutor should resign. He's got a conflict. My prosecutor.
This Jack
his name is
Smith.
Jack Smith. I wonder what
Mark
his name was
Levin.
Before Smith. I don't know. Maybe it was Smith, but
what?
It seems like such a nice name, Jack Smith.
What does that mean?
He is a terrorist. He is a Trump hater. His best friends are Weissman and all of these characters.
Yeah. You hired him.
Lisa Monaco at the Justice Department, one of the top officials.
Deputy Attorney General.
This is a disgraceful situation. Mm. He should resign. His wife hates Trump, probably even beyond him. And his wife, has a sister who openly hates,
what?
Like a level that
Jack
you can't even
Smith's
believe.
Sister?
And this
what?
Is the man that's going to give me hair.
Smith's...
All right, I can't.
Jack Smith's wife's sister?
No.
Karen, we always hurt the ones we love. That was almost 45 seconds of Trump.
He's going through some stuff there, though. Come on.
This is Jack Smith's sister.
He is. I mean, isn't that, though, that is to tell that he is freaking out. He knows. He knows what's coming down the line. He is in trouble.
Can we also, whatever else he's in prison for, can we also, for the number of times he uses him, talks about himself in the third person, can that also be a
That's
crime?
That's a crime against humanity right there.
It's Trump. Trump Ada.
Thank God you haven't started doing that.
Yeah, thank God. Glad that Stephanie's not doing that.
He did it like three times in that clip.
Well-known Stephanie hater. Okay.
let's ask Bob Dole.
By the way,
Bob Dole.
We were saying our Twitter timelines are getting much douchier with and all my also my phone lines. Have you noticed all the right wing douches are back? Steve, Billy in Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I tweeted it out yesterday. It's like, bitch, stay out of my time slot. Because he was all in my time.
No, I was saying that I'm getting all the like Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan in my
time. I want to talk about this for a second.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying is I don't know whether to, because you are tempted to engage and to like, snark back at them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, Or do I just not feed the trolls? That's what they want, is they want me to react to
them. The only person I snark back to is Kevin Sorbo, because he deserves it.
No, last night, I think I told you guys this during the commercial break. Last night, and check your if you're on, I don't know if this is on every device.
I'm on iOS.
But iOS, iPhone, and iPad, there's two new things in your Twitter timeline. If you go to the top, it says following and for you. And when it's it's on for you is things that it thinks is going to trigger you and react to.
Oh, yeah.
If you switch to the following, your Twitter timeline becomes like the happy place.
Yeah.
You want to go to that timeline.
Travis says, Karen, that your blood pressure will go down 20 points when you just switch to the other. At first I was annoyed, and then I was like, I'm just going to ignore them. I'm just going to ignore them. I don't care, you know.
No,
and I'm like, I guess I should be seeing what they're saying. I don't, you know.
And that for you thing to me is BS, because that's Twitter's algorithm, what it thinks will get a reaction out of you.
Yeah.
If you go to the following, those are going to be the people that you want to see and hear from, and it changes your timeline.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
Karen, as you know, I already deal with enough gastrointestinal issues that not need a Twitter timeline that triggers my distress.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. We don't have to trigger ourselves by falling into the trap of reacting to it.
I have irritable Republican bowel syndrome already, so there's too many of them stuck up my ass as it is.
Well, you come from a long line of Republicans.
Yeah. Yes. Up my ass.
Yeah, right. we have to stay focused, right?
Yes.
Just focus on the thing. We have the truth and the facts on our side. They're going to, Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, going after and arresting people at gunpoint. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah.
Those are the things. Like, we have got to really pour our energy into supporting people like Mark Elias and all of the democracy protectors and the media, the people that are calling out the media.
Yeah,
you know?
And speaking of the double standard, Glenn had also tweeted, should the Biden administration be just as quote-unquote cooperative with the Republican-controlled House as the Trump administration was with the Democrat-controlled House? They refused to provide Trump's tax returns. Don McGahn fought his subpoena for years, running out the clock. Goose meet gander. But the problem, Karen, is you say, we always play fair. We always answer subpoenas.
Yep.
We always do the right thing. And they are hamstrung by no rule of law or morality or anything on their side.
Right. No, it's just, they always, like, just spout their nonsense. And, you know, like, what was it that Kevin McCarthy said? The first thing they were going to do is read the Constitution.
Oh, please.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Yeah,
and I mean,
I haven't
go
seen
ahead.
That happen.
Like you guys said, go ahead, read it. Because for most of them, it'll be the first time that they're hearing any of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, please. Like,
and,
are you kidding
you
me?
Know,
vacating an impeachment? What is that? A constitutional colon blow? That's like, what? That's not in the Constitution.
Right.
You can't overturn or vacate an impeachment. I'm like, okay.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
I
love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You are a poo and a foo, and I love you.
I love you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Boo, 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 boo. Okay. So, All right, John Fugelsang, coming up. Jody Hamilton says things are going to get weird.
On a Friday.
Yes, Frangela has an early call for a thing with a place with a guy.
Where they paid them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, there's that.
What's your point?
Uh-huh.
17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dinovite. Look at right here, all
supplements.
Of my supplements. Look, it's my fish oil, we all supplement. You supplement with extra protein. This is what you got to do for your doggies. The importance of a high-protein diet for your doggie cannot be underestimated. Dogs are carnivores. Especially some dry foods may lack the essential protein and healthy fats your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dinovite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meat meal topper loaded with protein and omegas. Even if you have really good food, this just gives you a little extra insurance.
Yep.
Sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious, meaty taste, packed with essential nutrients that help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Dinovite's so confident your pet will benefit. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. Ooh, pick up some of the treats as well. Go to Dinovite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com. Terms apply. See site for details. I love us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
X Explore the Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. One more time, that's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, asking him to turn over records to a federal grand jury as part of an investigation into the fundraising following the... Try to keep the fraud separate. Not the initial claims of a fraudulent election, but the fraudulent fundraising off those fraudulent claims. Did he expense the hair dye?
It just ran away from him.
Yeah. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors, in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full in it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Kyle in Reno, you're on with Chris, birthday boy Chris LeBoy. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Ms. Miller, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
Bone, hopefully you're having a wonderful day.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone call him Mr. Bone, but okay.
It's awkward.
Bone. Bone. Table of one.
I'm sorry.
Bone King?
Travis.
T-Bone looks just fine, too.
Hopefully you're having a wonderful day.
All right, go ahead.
T-Bone, hopefully you're having a good day. Yes. Mr. Lavoie,
yes,
if you're someone who celebrates birthday, have a great one.
Well, thank you.
But I'd also like to comment on the walls, the wall color. Ms. Miller, that was not a mistake.
For the love of God. I have made so many disastrous decisions in my life. This is just one.
No. That is a great color for a basement. That shows
basement.
That you,
yes.
Thank you
will look at colors and say, I'm going to do something a little bit different. So good on you, young
thank you.
Lady.
Well, thank
now,
you, Kyle.
Now,
you're
I
the
have some,
only person that's ever liked this color, but thank you.
I sense a butt is coming.
Okay. No, I have some fair trade organic coffee to drink, and I'm going to hang up and let you folks get on with what has been an outstanding show.
Why, thank you, Kyle. Oh.
Thank you very much.
You are the polite chipmunk of Stephanie Miller Show listeners.
No, he's being Eddie Haskell is what he's doing.
I love the color of that wall. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie Haskell.
In my defense, I did not know this was going to be our studio. I didn't know we were going to get kicked out of our real studio right before Christmas a few years ago and have to pay for this myself.
This color ever appealing in any way, shape, or
form? Why would any human being ever in the history of ever choose this color?
Okay, let me explain.
This is not green.
Green is my favorite color.
This is not green.
And there's a lot of other green, and so I wanted a different shade of green in my office.
This is
office.
Different.
Look, that's my office desk. This is my office.
Yes, we see your office desk. I don't think... Yeah, we can't. We don't have
it
a shot.
It is a little vomitous, but as I said, it is going to be a whole thing to have to paint in here. We have a lot of equipment.
You're thinking the wrong end of the baby. This is not vomitous. This is.
Yeah, this is what comes out the other end.
Yeah.
Maybe this is contributing to my little problems.
Well.
I'm like, this looks like the inside of a
diaper. Or it's camouflage.
This is the inside of a diaper. We work in the inside of a diaper.
And someone's been feeding that baby split peas.
We used to work
peas.
In Captain America's underpants.
Right.
At the current,
in Travis's underpants.
Yeah, the current studios were red, white, and blue.
And now it's
looked like a this. Yeah. They looked like Captain America's underpants exploded. Actually, it was a patriotic kind of,
It made you look like Wonder Woman every day.
Yes.
Like the Wonder Woman theme.
Can we go back to that? How do we get back to Captain America's underpants?
Did someone steal that sign from the studio when we left?
This is a wall filled with a lot of your memories of your career. And so we have to take all of those first.
Very Norma Desmond.
There's a lot of you on the walls.
Oh, God. Me and Hannity. Okay. Let's... Kathleen in Kansas. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, good morning. So happy to talk with all of you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All right, here's what I have to say about all the debacle that's going on with the record retention issues surrounding the National Archives. My entire career was in policy procedures and record retention. Mm-hmm. I was so boring, people would look at me and burst into tears. Look, the core of what I had to do was ensure that all of my company's policies, procedures, and records were safe. Mm-hmm. And to do that, it seems to me that the core issue at the problem is the National Archives itself. What are their policies and procedures regarding record retention? Do they just let politicians run out the door? Without checking once that they are no longer in office?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
We suggested Apple tags on all classified material. I don't know if that's a little unwieldy, that suggestion. But, all right. But I don't know. It's the best I could do. All right. Would you like just a little bit of justice news?
Sure.
I'll take a little bit.
Okay.
I'll take any amount that I can get this morning. The Trump Organization was fined $1.6 million today after being convicted of running a 15-year tax fraud scheme. That seems a little light for a 15-year... As does Alan Weisselberg's sentence of 5 months for 15 years of tax fraud. But
something.
Also, Glenn Kirshner tweeted, judge rules Trump's stand back and stand by statement is admissible, relevant evidence in the Proud Boys seditious conspiracy trial, so a jury will hear evidence that Trump's statement motivated and encouraged the insurrection. That is a little bit of justice.
Uh-huh.
We will take it. We'll take every... We're thirsty justice whores, aren't we?
Sure.
Or is it sluts? I don't know. We discussed the difference yesterday.
A slut does not get paid. Whores do get paid.
Okay. All right. The president, one more time on all this.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway. It was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette.
Deucey. All right. Chairman Adam Schiff on this.
Whenever classified information is somewhere it shouldn't be, we want to make sure that we understand what are the risks, how was it maintained, what was the nature of the facility. In terms of the Justice Department, I think we're talking about very radically different situations, one involving former President Trump, who refused to turn over documents when they were asked for, refused to turn over when they were subpoenaed. There were, you know, the execution of a search warrant and still more documents. So in one case, it's willful. There's evidence of obstruction of justice and the investigation and recklessness. And the other, it looks inadvertent. But nonetheless, we should know what those documents are and whether there's a risk as a result of their being in somewhere they shouldn't be.
Anita in San Antonio, real quick. Hey, Anita.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know how Donald Trump is, he called Jack Smith a terrorist.
Yes.
I remember how he used to talk about Robert Mueller and call him names and say he was being unfair. Can you imagine if Joe Biden acted like that?
Yeah.
If he called this guy a terrorist and then was like, oh, and his wife's sister doesn't like me.
Right.
He's totally
No, because he's not a whiny little bitch. So that would be the main difference.
Yeah.
John Fugel saying alpha liberal next.
The Shah. You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans are calling for more information from the Biden administration about the searches that led to the discovery of more classified documents in the president's home in Delaware. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says
the White House has implied that they don't trust Republicans to handle these investigations fairly. They seem very skeptical that Republicans so far have been more focused on how former President Trump's house was raided and President Biden's house seemingly was not. So big picture, while the White House has said that they will fully cooperate with the Department of Justice and the special counsel, the political fight ahead could be much more messy.
The U.S. has begun its expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany. The Pentagon had not said when that expanded training would begin. It's a national day of mourning in Nepal for the victims of Sunday's plane crash. Passenger jet with 72 people on board crashed. Authorities initially said 68 were confirmed dead. They've now revised that death toll to 66. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I've been saying for a long time that the Democrats are going to have to figure out a way to get rid of Joe Biden. They don't want this man to run for president again. He's a recipe for disaster in the next presidential election. So I think, you know, a lot of people thought it would be his cognitive issue. I thought so as well. But I thought, well, maybe they won't go down there because that's admitting defeat that they put this cognitively incompetent man in a position like the president of the United States. I said all along, I thought maybe they would let the Hunter Biden thing blow up a little bit. But maybe this is what they're doing. Maybe this is the first shot that they're going to fire to try to get him in a position where he ultimately has to resign or at least has to decide that he's not going to run again. Something's going on here.
That would be a drunken human pill dispenser, Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is any of that alleged?
You should probably say allegedly.
Allegedly.
That was pretty well documented, though.
So.
I don't know if there are charges filed, but it was documented.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. They are way in conspiracy land on the Biden stuff. What did Fox say that the FBI is setting him up because
something China.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to take your organ out and bring me my personal comedy, Jesus.
You say,
a blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
Love you. Hi, John Fugel, saying hi.
Good morning from the New York Bureau, children. Hello. Hi.
You know, could you take your organ out? Because you are a liberal
right.
helper. Mercedes Schlapp.
Happy false equivalency to all who celebrate.
Thank you. Oh, this was actually a
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
But yes. So, same. Mm-hmm. Mercedes Schlapp. who is married to Matt Schlapp, said, I'm keeping my gas stove. And you said no one's coming for your gas stove. How about keeping your grabbing homophobe husband?
Oh, accurate.
Oh, John Louise.
Yes, there we go. Allegedly grabbing homophobe husband. But yeah, when it's a Herschel Walker staffer, and we know their high threshold for truth. Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer hypocrite. And that's all they are.
I don't leave the house until you make me go on tour. And I had no idea that penis pummeling was apparently a thing. I didn't know...
It's a part of CBT.
There might be people in the room with you that can explain that better than me.
Oh, we have.
It is a pre-show ritual. John Fugelsang likes when I just I beat it like a speed bag before he goes on stage because it makes him, it makes him ready for the fight, right?
These guys, it's like all of these homophobes. I swear to God, the homophobes are always the ones who want it both ways. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before. It's the law of Mike Pence. Any guy who tells you same-sex attraction is a choice that has to be resisted, probably has experience resisting it. And that's Matt Schlapp, and it couldn't happen. But again, you're right. It's the hypocrisy. Look at these people screaming about Biden's classified documents. They're saying, Biden's as corrupt as Trump.
Yeah.
Hillary started birtherism, so she's as racist as Trump. It's all got to be. Yeah. All got to be. Those Democrats tell you they're good, but they're just as crappy as us. We're the Republicans, and that's the message.
I was just going to say to your previous point, most straight guys they don't have to resist it; they just don't think about it. it's a weird thing.
Let's be honest. I know it's been a long time since the days of Craigslist, but straight guys who identify as straight guys who hook up with other guys is a thing. And if Donald Trump is allowed to call himself Christian, I guess those guys are allowed to identify as straight.
Right.
And when I was growing up, the biggest homophobes back on the Isle of Long, we're still the same guys who would fool around with another guy on the camping trip if the mood was right. I call them impulse buys. And there's a lot of very straight men who, if the moonlight's just right, can have all kinds of fun.
Go broke back. Okay. But, John, and on balance, Glenn Kirshner says he is good with this, you know, special prosecutor, because I'm, as usual, as you know, easily swayed and all over the place about it. They have to do it. Right. That's what I thought. Like, okay, and I'm not. I know Biden hasn't done anything wrong, so we're like, fine, bring it on. It makes it easier for Jack Smith to charge the real crimes in the Mar-a-Lago case. But I do. You know, I am unclear. I mean, Andrew Weissman sort of said it both ways. Unclear how AG Garland can justify, based on the Biden doc's known facts, the appointment of a special counsel under DOJ guidelines. But worth noting that such an appointment will have the effect of making it more viable, palatable for Jack Smith to bring Mar-a-Lago charges against Trump. I mean, my only thing is that if you're following the guidelines, there's no criminal intent here. It does not justify appointing a special prosecutor.
Joe Biden didn't lie to anybody. Joe Biden didn't ignore a subpoena. Joe Biden didn't finally send back some of the documents and claim they were all sent back, but lying about it. And Joe Biden didn't go on Twitter and call the investigators a witch hunt on him, like a little bitch. No, it's completely different. Look, here's the good news about this. We're not in a cult. We're not in a cult. Yeah. We can say, yes, investigate everything Joe Biden did, and if any laws were broken, prosecute him to the full extent of the law. We can say that. It's like Merry Christmas. We're allowed to say it.
Yeah.
I can even say, investigate the children of all presidents and all their business dealings. See how easy it is to say that?
Yeah.
Investigate everything about Joe Biden in these documents. Investigate everything about Donald Trump and his documents. And then let's get back to the criminal evidence of who broke laws. It's really easy. I'm not breaking a sweat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were just saying that you and I have been doing this a long time, and it goes back to them letting Nixon off. And then, you know, prosecuting Iran-Contra, and then war crimes under, you know, Bush and Cheney for the Iraq War.
Right.
And again, I was saying they pursued both Clintons and Obama to the ends of the earth and found nothing. Right? I mean, they went on and on and on, these investigations. What's the difference? It's Republican crooks that always get away with it. They try to go after Democrats. There's never any there. There was no there with Hillary's emails or Benghazi or you name it, right?
Yeah, it's the Benghazification of politics. Mm-hmm. It's just take something and exploit the hell out of it for personal gain, whether you care about it or not. And I can guarantee everybody listening, you know, They used Benghazi in three elections. They used Benghazi first to try to take out Susan Rice, and that didn't work. So then they tried to use it against Barack Obama. Mitt Romney tried to use Benghazi against Barack Obama. And then they tried to use it against Hillary Clinton. And then, on January 20th, 2017, the day Donald Trump was sworn in, they all developed Benghazi amnesia and never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
Because all they ever were doing were exploiting the murders of four Americans for crass, disgusting, unholy political gain. Try this with your right-wing loved ones. Next time they talk about Benghazi, ask them, you care about those four men? Do you really care about those four men? Yes, I do. They were slaughtered and Hillary stood by. Ask them to tell you the names of any of those four men.
Mm-hmm.
They never bothered to learn their names because they're props
John,
to these godless Philistines. Call them out.
Yeah, I mean, there is part of me that's saying appointing a special counsel after 2 minutes does have the appearance of both sides do it. Like, my point is, it just seems like we always bend over backwards to be fair, and they are so the opposite. I just hope the good guys finally win.
The good guys do win in the long run, but it's not going to happen in so many terms. Like, Donald Trump's never going to jail, okay? Can we get over this?
Right.
Donald, we're never going to see
Ari. No, I'm not with you on that.
I don't think he will.
He's already in jail.
Now you need to book Hal Sparks immediately. This is how Sexy Liberal Panel goes.
Guys,
I make the pretty boys fight.
He's never going to go to prison.
That's not
true. He's already in his prison.
That's not true.
You've got to view it differently. Donald Trump is funneling money to defense attorneys for the rest of his sad, Mar-a-Lago life. He's never leaving Mar-a-Lago.
We booked the female Hal Sparks, Jody Hamilton, to say you're wrong in just a few minutes. So,
all right, you know, whatever. I mean, look, I hope he does go to jail. But what I'm saying is, I don't need Trump to go to jail. I need him to never, ever be appointing judges. Ron DeSantis is a bigger threat to everything you care about than Donald Trump.
By the way, Donald Trump is still killing people. He should be charged with negligent homicide.
The reason CNN is having an umbrage-gasm over this is because we've all still got Trump in our frontal lobes when it should be DeSantis and the rest of the party. Trump is done. He doesn't even have a campaign manager
Paul
for
Ryan,
his fake campaign.
Paul Ryan Merrick just Garland, said that. Paul Ryan Merrick just said Garland. That on Fox News. I think it was this morning. Mm-hmm. He said Trump is a loser. He's done. He's not going to get the nomination.
He said on CNN yesterday.
Yeah.
Unlike Disco, he's done. But Merrick Garland waited so long to announce a special prosecutor for Trump for the same reason Merrick Garland announced a special prosecutor for Biden so quickly, because he's obsessed with what other people think. That's it.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland is terrified of appearing to be partisan. And that is what is guiding
but
both.
I said that at the top of the show, John. Like, we can't be afraid that, you know, Republicans are going to whine like little bitches, because they're going to whine like little bitches no matter what you do. Right. I mean,
there's no victory here when we're proven right about this, when Joe Biden is shown to have done nothing wrong and Trump did. They're just going to forget and move on to the next BS. So don't let it make you crazy, because they got nothing. They can't govern. And all they can do is mislead gullible white people. That's it. That's all they're good at, rewarding their donors and leading on gullible white people.
And Trump and his stupidity, particularly as it regards COVID, I guess, is a particular cause of mine in terms of the stupiding of America. I was just saying that, of course, the anti-vaxxers are all over Lisa Marie Presley's death. She has a long family history of heart disease, of course. Damar Hamlin, we saw on TV him getting smacked in the chest with a, right? I mean, you just, okay.
By the way, Elvis was only 42 when he died of heart disease. Clearly, it was the COVID vaccine for him as well.
Yes,
and
I'm
hoping that Tucker can finally bring this to light.
But Kim Prather, one of the docs we follow, said COVID-19 cases are skyrocketing. I just had someone call the situation surrounding us an inferno. COVID is airborne, but I'm seeing zero masks. This is an incredible time in history. I'm so tired of watching this continue, which it didn't have to. What the heck is wrong? Donald Trump is wrong. This stupidity will go on forever now. Whether it's Damar Hamlin or Lisa Marie Presley, everything's going to be anti-vax stupidity. We're not going to get enough. This is just...
True. I learned this when Midwin died. When Midwin Charles died, all over the internet were all these people saying it was because she got the vaccine. It was because she got the vaccine. They didn't care about Midwin's life. They don't care about the life of Lisa Marie Presley. They don't care about this player for the Bills. They care about pushing their agenda. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, to the extent of Diamond and Silk dying of COVID, and Trump being the first one to put out a statement going, it's totally unexpected that she died. I mean, really?
Her precious heart gave out.
I guess her heart just gave out.
Yeah. By the way, Donald Trump showed in that posting that he didn't know what her real name was.
Yeah.
And also that she had been in the hospital since November. So
where's the
sudden part come into play?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth realizing this, because Diamond and Silk realized that they had been exploited, I think, to some degree. They were fired by Fox. You remember the reason Fox actually officially fired them?
Vaccine misinformation.
For spreading lies and disinformation about the vaccine.
Right.
That's why they were fired. So it's like... And Donald Trump, you know, still gets to walk in the front door, Tucker, all of them. I mean, the hypocrisy is baked into it. And now, sadly, Diamond has gone to Herman Cain Island in the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. John Fiegel saying, on this very SiriusXM Progress channel, which is the best.
It is.
Team Progress.
Oh, yes.
It's all the best SiriusXM channel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see you out here in studio soon.
I'll be out there in 2 weeks. I can't wait. I'm coming out with my good friend George Santos. He and I are going to be doing a show together. No, well, he promised me he would. And tonight on Love Fest, tonight on SiriusXM, it is the return of my future wife, Sybil Shepherd.
Who's doing a little moonlighting
yesterday? And let's just say, Sybil and I were talking about her affair with Elvis before we knew the sad news about Lisa Marie, because Sybil claims to have taught Elvis a few tricks of love, but it's an amazing conversation. She's quite scary in her new Lifetime film, playing Nancy Brophy, who killed her husband, and had written a blog post about how to kill your husband. That's how they got her. And Sybil cries twice in this interview. It's really, really good, and it goes pretty deep. So check that out tonight on SiriusXM Progress.
Wow. John Fugelsang regularly makes women cry. Not in a bad way. Right. Just, you know,
usually in a bad way. Starting with my mother and straight up through many other women. And next weekend I'll be at the Phillipstown Depot Theater in Garrison, New York, in the great Hudson Valley, where they love Stephanie Miller. So come on down. I'm doing an hour of new stuff.
Yay. Love you, John Fugelsang. There he goes. Fugelsang, superstar. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Pajamas and I have Wanda, my bestest friend, visiting. Sometimes guy that owns a show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. I still like to make sure he's comfortable.
So you wear your Cozy Earth around so you can see
I have Cozy Earth sheets. I have my bed. I share. I have them on the extra bed as well.
I just thought
because I care.
I saw you were teasing and wearing your nightgowns in front of them.
I give until it hurts. No, I wear my Cozy Earth Eleganza pajamas. They're, I have the short sleeve, the long sleeve. I have the black with the white ribbing, and then I just got the blush color, which is so pretty. Okay, my point is they're so soft. Uh-huh. They're made from premium viscose from bamboo, highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is a brand that made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row now. And Cozy Earth bedding comes in six awesome colors, super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating. It is the best, the softest, most beautiful. Hurry, save 35% at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie, save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now, there are vaccines. And they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern. Girls tripping instead of solo sipping. Brunching instead of late night munching. And talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions? Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Thank God it's
Friday, yeah, yeah. You know,
what happened?
Oh, that was probably the drunken Canadian intern.
Oh, my God.
One?
Yeah. It is only 29 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
Wow. It was drunken Canadian.
Jim, with a good analogy, because of this, the special prosecutor classified document analogies. Number one, your neighbor brings you a piece of your mail that was accidentally mixed in with theirs. Or number two, your neighbor is caught on video stealing mail from several mailboxes. He won't let postal inspectors in. Eventually, the police find a room full of other people's mail in his home. That would be, there you go. Very good analogy.
Yeah.
Thank you. What Trump did,
that
what
works.
Biden did. Okay, I was talking about the anti-vax stupidity. Well, there's conspiracy theories for everything, right? About the Biden documents, about Lisa Marie's death. It's John, as we were talking about, she has a long history of heart disease in her family.
Yeah.
But I just, in the wake of the Lamar Hamlin thing, and thank God he's out of the hospital, but anyway, his cardiac arrest after a tackle on a Monday night football game has not stopped people from speculating. Again, we've talked to numerous people that say about cardiologists talking about it. If you are hit like in between beats of your heart, that's what causes the cardiac arrest. It happened to a hockey player that got hit with a puck, et cetera, many years ago. One unfounded claim making the rounds on social media is the medical emergency was caused by the COVID vaccine. This assertion isn't based on facts.
Oh,
heart problems after vaccination have reported in it's an infinitesimal number of cases. I just printed this article because after the, you know, Damar Hamlin and now the Lisa Presley speculation, one cardiologist at Stanford said heart problems following COVID vaccine are theoretically possible, but extremely rare, like statistically almost ridiculous.
You're way more likely to have heart problems because
COVID.
Of heart problems.
Well, also from COVID.
Right.
Than you are from
just
right.
plain old heart problems
right.
than you are from getting a heart problem from COVID vaccine.
Right. Experts stress that myocarditis or pericarditis after vaccination is very, very uncommon. The CDC said in September that of more than 123 million people who got the COVID shots, it has verified only 131 cases of myocarditis. In a study published in 2021, found 12.6 cases per million of second doses of vaccine administered. I mean, that is statistically practically, you know.
Right.
In fact, Yang, the cardiologist, and others say you're more likely to experience heart problems after contracting COVID than you are after getting vaccinated. I think the really important point in the risk of all these heart conditions, including myocarditis and pericarditis, it's much, much higher with COVID infection, and vaccination significantly reduces your risk of severe disease from that. So getting vaccinated is the best way to help prevent these cardiac conditions from COVID. Another cardiologist said that the claims on social media that the COVID vaccine may have caused Hamlin's cardiac arrest are completely irresponsible. Mm-hmm. False claims that vaccines are responsible for severe heart problems in athletes has been Tucker Carlson, all these right-wing whacks. A fact-checking assessment by the AP and others explained the erroneous number. This is the VAERS reporting system that they're basing this on. The erroneous number doesn't come from a rigorous study, and it clumps together reports of deaths and medical emergencies of people all over the world from a wide age bracket, including some whose deaths were attributed to conditions other than cardiac arrest, such as cancer. There's no evidence to link a higher incidence of sudden cardiac arrest and death in athletes since the COVID vaccine, says Dr. Yang. Kim said most cases of sudden cardiac arrest in young athletes are typically due to an underlying heart problem that was pre-existing. Some medical experts have speculated that commotio cordis, a condition causing an abnormal heart rhythm and cardiac arrest after an object strikes the chest at a critical time during a heartbeat, is what led to Hamlin's collapse.
Yeah.
The take-home point is that the best way to prevent myocarditis or inflammatory cardiac condition in the pandemic setting is to get vaccinated, because your risk of getting that from COVID is much, much higher than from a vaccine. Thank you. Can we just, and yet this will not be put to bed. The same stupidity will start again the next time, right? But it's, you know, and by the way, it was in a very small percentage of young men, the myocarditis or whatever, and it generally it was resolved very quickly, too. Yes. That's mm-hmm. the other thing they don't talk about, whereas millions of people have died of COVID, the actual disease. So anyway, have I ever mentioned on this show that you might want to get vaccinated and continue to mask up?
I've heard the rumors.
COVID's not over?
I am vaccinated.
Oh, good. All right, 58 minutes after the hour.
I've heard your pleas.
Mm. It's hard to avoid them. Well. Jody Hamilton, next.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
There was a show video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.